for speaking psychologically. Dr. Bracciu, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Good day. Looking forward to football, and basically, except for, I think, in our community now with the death of Mark D'Antonio's dad, I think things are pretty cheerful overall with football beginning.
Well, something that you wrote me really caught my eye. You told me that there is a study from the Mayo Clinic that shows that over the years, many physicians have diagnosed many girls with ADHD and have known that girls with ADHD have a much greater incident of written learning disorder. Tell me about it.
Well, the study actually, you know, was talking about recently came to the conclusion that I think those of us, like psychologists, and I guess family physicians or persons that, you know, diagnose the ADHD, have known that many girls, let alone boys, I might add, do have these problems with writing. Now, traditionally, we have known that with, you know, attention deficit problems, that they're the reading issues and the problems with paying attention. But the writing has generally, which is the spelling and putting, you know, sentences together, this type of thing, we've not really seen that, or at least in the literature, when you talk to people, no one thinks of that specifically as a problem area. But for those, like in this case, I can speak for myself and colleagues that have been for many, many years assessing children, we have seen that girls and boys also, but girls actually at a higher percentage, have the writing learning disorder. So it's it was an interesting study to see, but certainly something we have seen. It also shows the need when people are doing assessments for ADHD, once a diagnosis is in place, don't just assume that there's a reading problem, because there also could be a writing, let alone some type of anxiety, depression, or other issues that come from the condition.
Well, Dr. Bracciu, it seems over the years there have been a lot of mistakes made with ADHD, its diagnosis, and in many instances the children didn't have that. They, in fact, had other issues which could really be solved in many cases without medication.
Well, I think a lot of times what happens with these is people don't want to have the diagnosis of a conduct disorder. These are pretty severe acting out behaviors. And persons that really lack abilities in certain areas. So often the ADHD has become what used to be the learning disability, a catch-all. That doesn't mean, Tony, that there aren't a huge number of kids with ADHD. But in diagnosis, it's important to distinguish exactly, you know, what is the problem. And if you don't have ADHD and you might just be developmentally delayed or you might have some other issues, using a medication like a stimulant as an example may not at all be something that somebody needs with ADHD. And I also might add, just because you have attention deficit doesn't need you mean you need a medication. Medication's part of the arsenal, but also parents learning how to deal with children, teachers in classrooms, you know, learning how to give cues to kids, seating arrangements, working on assignments are also things that have to be done, let alone medication.
This WLD, written learning disorder, and reading learning disorder are issues or challenges that can be met just with hard work and practice.
I believe that's true. Now, that doesn't mean you don't need some help, but clearly, people over the centuries, including the present, that have writing disorders, have reading disorders, have high anxiety, have high depression, certainly are able to cope. I think as parents, as teachers, as educators, as psychologists, as ministers, whoever it might be, all of us have to try to help people be the best that they can be. But having a problem doesn't mean your life is ruined. That simply means you have some issues to deal with, that you try to overcome, do your best, and then you help others along the road of life as you show how you have done it.
All right, so essentially you're saying that these learning disabilities, when diagnosed correctly, could be just a stress, a fear, something that could be helped by a psychologist.
Well, here's what I'm saying. There are people that clearly have writing and learning disabilities that are definitely physical, that definitely slow them down, but clearly with help and support, they can succeed. There also are those that might just be not working hard, not trying that hard, that are manifesting the same problem areas. So it's important to do diagnosis to sort out the why, in addition to just looking at some symptoms and coming to a conclusion. That makes sense, Tony.
Yeah. Do you run across this in adults?
Oh, my goodness, yes. In fact, I'd say a good share of the assessments that I do, that we do here, probably 30% or more, are with adults, certainly with the attention deficit area. That's because that's not necessarily something you outgrow. Some people overcome, but many people just have this their whole life. They've just thought that's the way it's supposed to be. So, no, adults, attention deficit evaluations and assessments are quite a bit of my practice and the practice of others that do the work I do.
How do we get past that?
Well, I think what we do, once we identify what the problem is, regardless of diagnosis, we then have to find strategies, find ways to overcome them. And people do that because, remember, a lot of very successful people, if we're talking about the ADHD, a lot of very successful people have overcome attention deficit just by finding things to really focus on, become very successful at them, and do that, because the problem is not a lack of being able to pay attention. It's paying attention to too many things. So often there's a need to find something that you really like and you're excited about, and then put all your energies into focus into that area. So, yes, you can be successful.
Dr. Braccio, isn't it funny how that works? Because there are those who achieve greatness in items. I just read another biography about Michael Jordan, and it talked about how his marriage and his family and other aspects of his life went basically down the toilet because he was so focused on being the best basketball player he could be. And then there are those of us who just can't seem to focus, and we're thinking about so many things at once, we don't get really good or really great at anything.
Well, I think the important thing is ultimately to, first of all, you need to do enough things to succeed in life, which you certainly are doing, if that be your problem of too many interests. But it is important that we try to find something or a few things that we can really excel at. I think from what you're saying, Michael Jordan went entirely overboard and became more interested in becoming the best basketball player than being the best father, the best husband, the best friend, the best whatever it might be. That's kind of taking it to the extreme. I think there's kind of a golden mean where we can be successful, be the best that we can be, but also be a caring parent, caring friend, a caring spouse, a caring whatever it might be in life. So I think there is a need for balance in our lives.
Well, it's such a challenge to try and find time for everything and everybody.
Well, that's really true. That's why there's really a need for setting priorities. Many people that I see and you talk to, or I talk to also just in life, they get overwhelmed. They can't prioritize. They can't set up any type of barriers or any types of say no in life. Yes, no, and maybe are all legitimate words, and we just have to learn to use them with the right time.
I have a calendar, but my wife is my prioritizer, Dr. Braccio.
Hallelujah, you're a wise man. When the wife is happy, everybody's happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right, that is true.
Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Center in East Lansing. Thanks so much, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.